How do I improve my English? Yeah, one of the most common and wanted or eagerness that we all want to know about this. It is evening time. There is only one class that I have to give. Many things are cooking in my mind, but for others, I'm sitting still. It is not true. I'm engaging my mind, watching everything meticulously. And striving to interpret all in English. My wife kept the door ajar. It is wood-made door. It has a steel handle, which is emanating light. Below it, there is a keyhole to lock the door. After that, there is an L drop. Latch the door. I'm propelling up my feet on the corner of the table where I lay laptop to teach online. On the same table, there is a pile of notebooks. While writing this article, a puny creature caught my attention that is crawling back forth on the top edge of this notebook. A gust of wind swung this door back and forth on its two hinges that gravitated my attention again. My wife had drawn a swastika emblem on it. There is a door, a stopper at the bottom of the door. There has been a variegated design carved on this door, with the top casing of this door dancing dangling four mango twigs bearing leaves. When I lowered down my gaze, I glanced. There are three pairs of slippers laying on its threshold. Meanwhile, I heard a rattling sound that is emanating from a tractor. I'm sitting on a wheelchair which I bought a month ago. I raised my gaze up to explore the other things, and I saw a switchboard fixed on the wall next to the door. Next to the door frame, there are three switches. One is for doorbell. And remaining two are for the light. I can explore other elements too, but for now it's enough. Well. So you must be thinking, what I'm recording, what does it mean, what I said now. Yeah, so this I wrote in my copy. I was sitting one evening, I think last week, and I was thinking how to improve English and what elements comes to improve it. And first is how to elaborate things, or how to get things in your mind, how idea emerges from your mind, or you need to note it down. So I was sitting on my wheelchair, propping my leg or feet on the table, and I was gazing towards the door that was ajar. And some design was over there, and some more thing I can gauge with, or I can see. So I thought, why shouldn't I write this? Or why couldn't I put that on copy using pen? So what happened here, you have idea, or that idea, you are able to note it down. And this improve not your communication, writing part. So once you write something, you are able to write down anything, that because that is coming from your mind, or you are the owner, you are the writer, the things are emerging in your head, or you are trying to write. Similarly, if you are able to do so, it means you are able to bring that idea while conversation, while talking, while discussing. And this idea helps a lot. When it comes to my career, my journey, it helps a lot. Why? only because these are all small activity that we do, that I do on a daily basis. This was one of those that I shared with you. I keep writing the thing, like what I realize, I try to make that on notebook. I try to cast that on the notebook. Why? Because once I saw something, I observe, I contemplate on it, I ponder over it, and next time the same thing I write. So just assume if something you are pondering over, you are contemplating, at that time you see the main element. But what when you write down a notebook? At that time you have to write correctly, you have to select vocabulary, you have to see a structure, you have to see preposition, you have to see subject, object, all elements you have to select or write it down. So what happened at that time is like, now you are super conscious, or you want not to happen, not to occur any mistakes, and you keep writing. At that time you have some selective vocabulary in mind when you are thinking, but when you are writing you have time, you can see phone, you can check Google, or a lot of resources are. Doing this activity that you can do on daily basis,
I trust you.
It makes your writing correct, or it helps you a lot. That is what I do on daily. So guys, this was my thought. What I do, what is my routine, how I try to enhance, how I try to harness, how I try to hone my knowledge. Why? Because ultimately that is a target, or that target can be achieved by dwelling into it daily. It's not one day job, it's not one day target, it is target that we have to keep engaging, we have to create intimacy with this or indulge into it. Don't separate it. Many people, they try to grab it, they try to learn it. But what happened ultimately, like they don't achieve because they have no hunger and they have no voracious appetite about it. So if you are really keen to learn it, if you are really wanting to grab it, to grasp it, so it is super effective way. Every time your mind should be in the attempt to tweak, attempt to learn something you might be knowing, something you might not be knowing. Idea emerges from your mind. You are the owner. Put that idea, Google. A perfect method that ultimately you are cultivating idea in English, or putting that in your mind. So one day your mind will hold a lot of idea, a lot of things that is basically required while speaking, while writing, while whatever you want in English. So thank you guys for listening it. I hope this, what I do on daily, this is raw idea, will definitely rejuvenate you, or give some idea how do I prepare myself. If I am a teacher, I teach people around the globe. But again, I know that until I'm not gonna improve my idea, not improving my knowledge, not improving my communication skill, how would I be able to serve other people? To serving other, one should be stronger than others. Because during classes, during teaching, a lot of question arises, emerges in the mind of a student. So I'm the liable, because they rely on me, I'm the responsible to content them, to satisfy them, to pacify them with the right way, not like just, you know, a makeshift idea. No, we have to be very crystal and clear, and that things only comes by how greatly you are able to cultivate your idea. Thank you and bye bye.